5/16.
So we went in and talked about the timeframe on this and how we're going to handle this. We're going to give you guys two options if you want to speak tonight. The first option is open session, which we thought at first, if you want to speak in open session, there's a few things we have to explain. It's the policy, and a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, we had an issue. I hope everybody understands these meetings are all being recorded. So all meetings of the board of and appointed committees are open to public. In order for the board to fulfill its obligation to complete and planned agenda in an effective and efficient fashion, a maximum of 30 minutes of public participation may be permitted at each meeting. Each person addressing the board shall give his or her name and address. If several people wish to speak, each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. During that period, no person may speak twice until all who desire to speak have had the opportunity to do so. Persons desiring more time should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda. The period of public participation may be extended by a vote of the majority of the board. We've decided on open session, we're not going to do that, okay? So you guys, for public discussion. However, we're going to ask everybody here, if they want to speak to the board in executive session, we're going to give you that right to come in one at a time and speak to us. When you come up and speak in open session, we don't answer back to the board or answer back to the public. We take in what you say and we discuss it as a board later, okay? So we're not going to talk back. If you guys have questions, we're not going to answer them in open session, all right? In open session, you're not allowed to use, and this is what we ran into before in some of these meetings, people are upset because it's recorded. You may not talk about any school official or employee in open discussion. So that means whatever you want to say, you can't bring up anybody's name that's associated with the school. In executive session, you can say whatever you want. So what we're going to let Tim do is we're going to have him go down the list of the people who want to speak, and you can answer if you want to speak now or if you want to speak in executive session to us. Okay? Tim, go ahead.
Don Simmons.
Executive session.
Tom Wrigley.
Executive session.
Mike Dotz.
Executive session.
Michael Valerie.
Executive session.
Sam Coyle.
Executive session.
Reese Staffen.
Executive session.
John Valerie.
Executive session.
Steve Adams.
Executive session.
Jacob Valerie.
Executive session.
And that's all we have on the list that wanted to speak. Is that correct?
So we can go back under the same section on that then and go to executive session and let these people come in and talk to us. So I make the motion again that we go into executive session at 5:19 for the purpose of section 1 under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. Please take a vote.
I'll second
that motion.
I made the motion and Don seconded. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlow?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carried.
So the first person on there was